Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Well, praise the Lord. It's Thursday, and I tell you, I used to hear my mom say when I was a child, time is just flying by, you know. But nevertheless, I thank and praise the Lord. Each day I wake up, it's another chance for me to do right by the Lord and do the things that God would have me to do. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong for this broadcast. He the host of it, but I thank and praise the Lord for thinking of me to give me a part to play that I can come on and give you a word from the Lord. And I just thank and praise the Lord. We've been in Matthew 18 since last week. And, you know, I thank and praise the Lord for his word. You know, I thank God for the finishing work of Christ, you know. And in doing this teaching, God revealed to me it's a spirit of division have invaded not only the world, but it's in the church. In other words, what I mean in the body of Christ. I mean, you can see contention. You can see strife and division. You can see it. It's from the White House to a lot of people's houses, husband and wife, husband against wife against husband, and so many families. It's just everywhere, you know. Then we see all this murder, all of this hatred. That's a spirit of division. And the root cause of it is Satan, you know. And the more I see it, you know, I don't know about you, but it grieved God. And the Bible have so much to say. On Monday, we gave seven scriptures. That's most of what we talked about. We even talked about how Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, he was dealing with division. In the church, in the Corinthian church, and he was telling them that they weren't even acting like they were saved. And you know, sometimes when people of the world see saints, you know, in strife and division and talking about one another, you know, they wonder sometimes, is they really saved? But you can be saved, and you can allow the enemy, or you can be influenced by the enemy, based upon maybe someone did something to you, and you can allow yourself to get in strife about it. The Bible tells us to be quick to forgive. The Bible tells us that we need to love our enemy, bless them to curse us, and pray for them to despitefully use us. Even in the Lord's Prayer, the Bible tells us to forgive even as we've been forgiven. And that's some there too. Again, these are things that we as born again, we have to really put that in practice. Other word, we have to make up in our mind that we gonna treat our enemy the way that the Bible said treat them. And like I said, that spirit of division have invaded the body of Christ. When I said church, I'm not talking about any denomination. I'm talking about people that been born again. You know, and this is something that we as born-again believers, we really need to address it in our life and in other believers. We need to let them know, you know, we as born-again believers should be able to sit down and talk with one another. When the Bible tells us in Matthew 18, if your brother offends you, you go to your brother and your brother alone. He don't mean that you go and a lot of times people think to confront something to mean you need to go there in strife. No, you don't go there in strife. You go in there so the relationship can be restored, or so you and that person can be in peace with one another. That's the thing about it. And when you read that whole Matthew 18 chapter in its entire, you'll see it's talking about agreement. And agreement is so powerful, and the enemy know that if he can keep us from operating or walking in agreement, that he can hinder, better yet, he can intercept what God want to do in our life and for other people. You know, The Bible tells us in Amos, how can two walk together except they agree? And I'm telling you, if we really, and my prayer is even as we, I think I'm going to try to finish it up this evening, but as we, I pray that God will open up our eyes as born-again believer, how danger strife and contention and division is. You know, you wonder why people going around here murdering people. It's because of bitterness. It's because of hatred. And the enemy can influence you to hate people. You know, hate is another word. It means a great dislike. You know, I went through a time period when I was pastoring and, no, I was a presiding elder. And one of the churches that I had to go visit, one of the members told me, you know, looked me in my face, and she had got over, but she said, I used to hate you, Prophet Miller. And I'm saying, what, you know, I had a smile on my face, but when they said that to me, it just, at my heart, you know, it hit me, and I'm saying, well, what did I do? They said, oh, no, I just didn't like you, you know. And it reminded me of what Jesus said. Jesus told us that we're going to be hated without a cause. And I found out as not only as a minister of the gospel, but as a born-again believer, we have to really guard our heart because, you know, everybody ain't going to receive you. Everybody is not going to like you. But according to the laws and principles of the kingdom, we supposed to love everybody. Now, I have heard people say, Prophet, you can't love everybody. You can't, but God made it possible through the finishing work of Christ that we can. He said that the love of God been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. That's God's nature. God's nature is to love. And when we got born again, we have the Spirit of God on the inside. We have the very nature of God on the inside of us. And we can choose to love or we can choose to hate. And this is what he was saying in Matthew, as I said, in Matthew the 18th chapter. When you start off, it's dealing with division. That's what it starts off with. When you really start off, it's dealing with division because those disciples coming to Jesus, and we don't read this, and asking him, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus addressed it. He was dealing, it started off with division. And then he began to, in that secret, he began to, from the 6th to the 9th verse, he began to warn them of offenses. And what is your point? My point is this. A lot of time, I have had people call me, Prophet, I need you to come in agreement with me. I learned in the beginning with my walk with the Lord, you can't go and try to touch and agree. Now, listen, there's two ways you can be in agreement. You can be in agreement with a person. Either you can be in agreement with God's word. A lot of people don't realize that. Well, let me read. We're going to pray and we're going to get into this because I think I'm going to try to wrap it up today. But my whole point was to let you know how powerful strife and contention and what it do, it brings separation. And there too, again, I don't know about you, but in the time that we're living in, you can find some every day to get in strife about it if you're not careful. I have seen it when I made up in my mind to live right. I watch sometimes even in my family member. I have had people call me trying to stir up strife. And sometimes you just got to just keep your mouth closed. Just don't say anything. Because when somebody cross you, if you ain't careful, our first inclination is our flesh want to revenge. It want to go back at it. You can't do that. And that's something the Lord had to have taught me over the years, you know. And you got to realize everybody is not going to like you. Everybody ain't going to receive your word. You're going to have some people to lie on you. You're going to, all of that going to take place. But I done told you in my word how to overcome. And I thank and praise the Lord for Jesus. Jesus was the example. And I'm telling you, strife, listen at me good, strife and contention and division, it can hinder the flow of God. Y'all, I found this out. A lot of times people say, but God is not going to manifest himself in mess. We need to realize, and that's my prayer, even Father, as this word go forth today, I pray that you will bring enlightenment. I pray that people's eyes will be open to see how dangerous strife is, backbiting and gossiping and unforgiveness, because God, it's your will for us to walk in unity. No, all of us don't have the same ministry, but it, God forbid us to continue to go around and talk about one another. A lot of people talk about racism, but y'all, do you not know racism in the church? When you even study, Jesus taught it was racism between the Jew and the Gentile. It was racism going on when Jesus was on the earth. But Jesus told us how to overcome it. That's why I really love how Paul said in Galatians, what he spoke in Galatians. Let me go there, because I'm telling you, I'm on the road, and this thing has just been in my spirit, and the more I study it and meditate on it, I see it. And I just thank and praise the Lord. But in Galatians, the third chapter, I mean, the Jews were in strife about the law. Yes, they was. They did not like the Gentile. And we by race, we are Gentile. But Jesus made it possible. You know, a lot of people, I mean, the love of God is not about color. And this, the enemy have magnified this thing about color, the color of your skin and all of that, you know. But when you truly come into the knowledge and the understanding of, I'm a African-American, I'm a female. But you know what I found out? Yeah, some people have tried to limit me because the color of my skin. But you know what I found out when Christ came in my life? Spiritually, I am not him, and God can make it possible for you and everybody. God loves everybody, y'all. He is the creator of all mankind, and the enemy have went to extreme measure to keep division going on. He'll give all of us every reason under the sun to be in strife about something. He go to extreme measure. You know, I tell couples to ask the Lord have us to minister to married couple. Stop allowing the enemy to use little petty things for you to get in strife. Well, you just don't know what I'm going through. And you are absolutely right. I don't know, but I do know what the enemy is trying to do. He didn't want you to get together. He don't want your marriage to work. He don't want children, their parents to get along. And he used strife to do it. That's one of the tools he used. He used offenses. He used unforgiveness. He used these things to try to keep, instead of you just enjoy one another. The Bible said love cover multitude of sin. Y'all, I'm very compassionate about this because I see it. I mean, in the body of Christ, like I said in one of the messages, it don't really bother me when I see sinners acting up with, you know, scratch. It don't bother me. It don't affect me too much. But when I see in the body of Christ, you got leaders using, and I say this, you know, leaders using the pulpit to latch out at one another, using Facebook. Y'all, that's not the spirit of God. The Bible said, who all live with God, the life is going to suffer persecution. Yeah, it hurts. Take it from me. It hurt when somebody lied on me. It hurt when people get behind my back and talk about me. But still, based upon the laws and principles of the kingdom, I don't have the right, based upon what God wanted me to, for me to do the same thing to them. And I found out, when we forgive people, we release a supernatural, the power of God to heal. We release the power of God that God, through the Holy Spirit, may deal with that individual. That's why the Bible tells us to love our enemy, bless them that curse them, pray for them that despise for you. If they hungry, feed them. If they need water, give it to them. It's something the Bible said, love. Love cover a multitude of sin. And y'all, I'm telling you, Jesus said, and like I said, I'm really talking about the body of Christ. because we are sent by the Christ. When the world see us at all with one another and operating in offenses and backbite and in strife, they look at us and say, I don't want that if that's what churches are. And I get so tired of hearing people saying that, you know. And we, it's the body of Christ. Y'all, we going to give an account. Do you hear me? You know, but like I said, in Galatians, the third chapter, like I said, they was the Jews was they didn't like the Gentiles, and the Gentiles didn't like them. They didn't like the Samaritan. I mean, it was racism in Jesus' time. But if you go in the full gospel, you will find out how Jesus overcome racism. You will see, and he put the blame where the blame was. That he, Jesus fixed that. That's why Paul said in Galatians, the third chapter, and I said this before, I said it again. He said, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. He addressed each one of them because it used to be a division among these groups. And Jesus fixed that. But you know what the thing about, even though Jesus done came and did everything need to be done, but it's up to you and I as born-again believers. The Bible said the earth is groaning for the sons of God to come forward. And one way we come forward, not so much with your pectoral cross or walking around with your office ring or your Bible, but it's the life that we live, you know. Even if I have had people come to me and I done had, you know, maybe a bone to pick. I used to use that terminology. If you offend me, I say, I got a bone to pick with you. And, you know, I done had some people, they want to argue about it. And sometimes the Lord, I said, well, you know what? If you feel I offend you, we're just going to leave that alone. Because you need to know what the spirit of division would do to your spirit, man. What did it do to the body of Christ? We want the Spirit of God to move. And I'm telling you, every time the glory of God begin to fall or begin to move, you can set your clock by, as the old saint said, you're going to see where the enemy trying to bring some kind of division. If right now, some of you wouldn't know me, you know, unless I, you know, tell you who I am. And I wouldn't know you unless you tell me or the Lord reveal who you are. But you hear my voice. And my thing is, God is a God of peace. And we need to really pursue peace. Come on, somebody. But a lot of time, the enemy is never going to let you know it's him. He's going to try to you influence somebody. You look how they looking at you. Sometimes, I done said this so many times, people don't be thinking about you, and the enemy got you. Oh, they looking at you. Let me go back to Matthew 18 so I can wrap this up. And again, this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I thank and praise the Lord for you that have tuned in, and I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong, how God graced them and allow us to be on. And I tell you, like I said, this Matthew 18 been good. I mean, it's in my Bible, it's three different parts, and we stopped at that 14th verse. That's what we were saying. We stopped at that 14th verse, and he was saying that, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven the angel do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. He said, for the Son of Man is come to say that which was lost. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, do he not leave the 99 and go into the mountain and seek that which is gone astray? And so be that he find it truly, I say unto you, he rejoiced more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones shall perish. Now, right now, these little ones, he specifically talking about, the ones that don't receive Jesus, the one that is serving God. And we, not only just fivefold minister gift, but we as believers, it's not God's will for us to cause another believer to stumble. Come on, somebody. It's not God's will for us to stir up strife. It's not God's will for us to be backbite and gossiping about one another. That should not be in our vocabulary. Come on, somebody. Yes, that's not God's will. And see, that's something else that really blessed me as I've been studying this. You know, when I start studying racism, and a lot of time people just only see racism when it comes down to the color of your skin. You know, but do you not know the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the world. It didn't say, it wasn't specific. It didn't say, talk about the color of your skin, because God loved everybody. And you know, I don't, some things have, and my grandmama told me some things. Yeah, the enemy brought evil between the black and the white and all different race of people. Racism just not only with the black and the white, it's other things. You know, the enemy done did this. But we, as born-again believers, we can overcome it. Come on, somebody. As I stated, in the government, it's sad. You know, you got the Republican and the Democrat fighting against one another. And I don't hear people talk about, I hate them old Republicans. And you got some people where the public, I hate them old Democrats. Even the enemy will have homosexuals and lesbians to believe that the saints of God don't love them. Now, if you're a born-again believer and you walk around here talking about you hate homosexuals and you hate lesbians, you need to repent. Listen, God loves everybody, but God loves homosexuals and lesbians. He don't like their lifestyle. He don't, and that's just it. And we as born-again believers, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to love what God loves and hate what God hates. God hates sin. Listen, God hates Prophet. If I'm sinning, God hates sin, but he loved Prophet Miller. And we as born-again believers, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach us and show us how to separate the people's sin from them. He'll help us to be able to discern when they've been influenced by the enemy. Hosea 4:6, that God people describe for lack of knowledge. But I want to show you, I'm showing you in Matthew 18, if you read it in its entirety, it's talking about agreement. It's talking about unity, and it's telling you how to operate in it. It's telling you what God say about it. And y'all listen, that go for apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, lay people. God is not pleased when we cause other believers that believe in trying to live right, and we begin to put parts in them about other believers. All of us got flaws. All of us have them. But guess what? Through the redemption work of Christ, God help us to pray for ye one another. And Jesus said, you know, in the longest prayer, I think it's in St. John, the 17th chapter. When Jesus prayed, he said that the world would know that we his disciple by we loving ye one another. Why he didn't say that the world would know you by your denomination or the color of your skin? He didn't say none of that, did he? He said, but by ye loving ye one another, the world would know that you my disciple. And in the body of Christ, we've been a poor example when it come down to express and demonstrating the love of God. Come on, somebody. You might not like this, because I know for myself, as a former pastor, when you start addressing what we do, we don't want to hear that. But I found out if you truly love God and you truly want to do it, tell me the truth. The Bible, Jesus said, you would know the truth and the truth would make you free. It's the truth of God. I ain't come out, because if you ain't coming in agreement with what God's word say, and as I said in the beginning, there's two ways you can come in agreement. Two people can come in an agreement about what God said about their situation, about their life, about their problem, and they can pray and say what God, and decree and declare what God say. Then you can come in agreement with God. And that's why every temptation, if you think about it, every temptation that come in your life is to separate us, come between us walking in agreement with God, or try to get us out of alignment with God. Every temptation that ever came to me, that's what it all be about. Telling you can do what God told you not to do. And that's the way the enemy works. But there too, again, like I said, in Matthew 18, the 10th verse through the 14th verse, he said, even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones shall perish. Now, I think it's in Peter, if I'm not making a mistake, the Bible said, God is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any shall perish. Now, some people say, God is flat concerning his promise. No, he's not. I remember one time the Lord told me, he said, you don't love people like I do. He said, they came for me, and I want them to come back as an act of their own will. That's it. I want them to choose to come back to me. God loves everybody. And we as born-again believers, that's what we're supposed to be expressing. You just don't know what somebody did to me. We done been over that before. But do you not know what we did to Jesus? Yeah, Jesus died for you and I. Never committed anything. Never did nobody wrong, but he died for you and I. Why? Because that was the will of the Father. God said, I want people back. The first Adam failed, but Jesus, I need you to give up your life. And he did that. Okay, look at the 15th verse. In Matthew 18 and 15, it said, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou have gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Lord, help us to follow these instructions. Do you not know how we were crushed and shut the door to division? If saints was to really truly do that, if husband and wife would truly do that, but a lot of times, and I've been down that road, but I had to learn. I don't know how many times, I get tired of her talking about what she done did and all. Listen, I've been there, done that. It done been time if people didn't, God, I just don't want to be bothered with them. And the Lord, and I remember the latest thing that happened to me, something happened to me maybe 2 weeks ago. And I was, it pierced my, it hurted me so bad. I said, you know what, I ain't going to say nothing to them, I just, if they don't come around me, I ain't going to even go around them. And the Lord said, wait a minute, you can't do that. He said, you can't treat them like that. And y'all, I'm telling you, if we would just follow this instruction, go to them. And that's my prayer. God, help us. Open up our spirit to eye. If we follow God's instruction, we can shut the door to division. We can shut it down. We ain't going to think alike. We ain't going to act alike. But we have one common denominator. All of us supposed to be want to please God. And when we please in God, we got to do what God's word say do. And we do it by faith. I ain't never forgave anybody that to a certain degree that I wanted to based upon what they did to me. Every time you forgive somebody, it's going to be based upon what God's word say. I don't know about you. Most of the time God tell me to do something, I have to do it by faith because sometimes I don't want to do it. Sometimes I don't be feeling like doing it. And that's why God gave us faith. Faith connect us to the supernatural. Not only does but it connect us to God. It connect us to the power of God. I mean, there's so much bitterness and hatred in the land. And we as born-again believers, we got to be careful that we don't allow ourselves to get involved with a lot of bitterness and resentment, backbiting and gospel. The old folks used to say, some people, they'll bring a bone and they'll carry a bone. But what they were saying is, some people, if you tell them your problem or you do, they'll go back and tell it. They'll bring you something about somebody, and then they'll get you to respond about that person, and then get you to talk about that person, then they'll go back and tell that person what you said. We're peacemakers, not peace breakers. And I'm telling you, sometimes some people, a contention person, they just always, they ain't got no peace. And I be saying, Lord, help us. But if we was to follow this instruction right here, and like I said, the whole, his 35 verses in Matthew the 18th, and it's talking about agreement. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two could put 10,000 to flight. And I'm telling you, the enemy go to extreme edge. He do not want us to come in agreement. I was talking to one of my spiritual daughters, and they blessed me. And they were saying how God been open up their eyes, you know, they married. And they were saying how God opened their eyes up as a wife. And they were saying, you know, how sometimes they spouse get on their nerve. And said, but, you know, said, God, let me see I was the problem. And, you know, God showed that to me about people sometimes. You know, sometimes the one that you have a problem with, them people, they like the way they live it. If you got a problem with people, y'all say, God, help me with them. Because they cool. And I'm telling you, if we would follow Jesus' instruction, if we would follow these instructions, you know, I'm not on Facebook, and I have had people be talking about what be going on Facebook, how you people one minute they said it's saving, and one next minute they go, y'all, it shouldn't be. That ain't doing it but bringing confusion to the center. Because somebody is watching you. Somebody is listening at you. I'm telling you, the word of God is better lived than preached. Because, you know, God wants us to be the example. He wanted to be able to say, like, God wants to say about us like he said about Job. He told the devil, have you tried my servant Job? And even Job at that time, Job was really going through, but Job wouldn't curse God. He wouldn't, you know, and I'm telling you, let's shut the door to the spirit of division. Let's shut the door to it. If you got a problem, go to them. And you know, if you try to go to them, they don't, I done did that too, you know. I've seen times, like I said, I had to shut down and wouldn't say nothing to you. Wouldn't go around you. But God let me know, no, that's not the way you do it in the kingdom, man. You know, everybody ain't going to like you. I remember my brother last year in August went home to be with the Lord, and it really broke my heart. He was my baby brother, and he was very dear. We were very close. And my son got up, and he made this, he gave remarks, and he said, at a time like this, what can you say? And he said, but you know, he said, Jesus will make it all right. And you know, I found that to be true. Whatever you're dealing with right now, you know, we got people that been molested. We got people, family done did them wrong. I know some young men, young guys, that they father didn't do right by them, left them, and they mom was left to raise them. And they walk around with offenses in their heart against their biological father. Don't you know the Bible tell you to honor your father and mother that your days may be longer? You know, y'all, I'm telling you, the enemy don't want us to do what the words say. He do not want us to know what's written. And once we find out what God say, he wrote to extreme measure. He don't want you to do it. I used to hate my daddy because my dad was abusive. He abused us. He abused my mom. And I used to hate him. I mean, hate him. I used to be saying, I wish he would just die. I wish he were dead. And I remember when the Lord told me, he said, you don't know life caused your daddy to be better. Y'all, let me tell you something. According to the Bible, I think it's in Ephesians, the second chapter, without God, you lost. You know, it ain't just about getting saved so you can go to heaven. But being saved is more to salvation than just being saved. Because once you get saved, yeah, you as the old folks say, you'll have a ticket to heaven. But God is able to help you. He'll help you. Your faith in what Jesus did. I'm not trying to live right. All I got to do is just whatever he says, say yes to it and just do it by faith, you know. I'm not trying to get the victory or nothing. The victory already been won. I'm with the help of the Lord. I'm maintaining the victory. You know, I used to fast and pray because I was trying to get power to do certain things. But over maybe about 10 years ago, if it were 10, you know, I would get, you know. So, but I really came into the knowledge, to understand in the revelation about the finishing work of Jesus. Jesus, through Jesus, he done did everything. And when you read the four gospels, that's why when he told me, he said, you need to repent for the kingdom of heaven is near. It's at hand. What do you mean? You need to have a change of mind. You know, I'm not saying in the natural we may feel that we have a right to hate a race of people, hate a certain person, but in Christ, because he died for all men, God wants us to forgive. And people don't understand the power of forgiveness. As I say, the power of forgiveness, it releases the power of God. The yoke destroying anointing in your life to mend your heart. I'm telling you, this is real. And, you know, I even pray for these young men that got bitterness and hatred against their father. Some of them, their mama and the daddy. But, you know, that's the enemy. And they don't even realize walking around in that resentment in their heart to hinder them from going spiritually. You know, God never intended for children to be against their parents and parents against their children, but because we live in a fallen world. And the enemy is doing that. He don't want us to come in agreement because, when you come in agreement, that's the next. Let me go in the 18th verse. It said, truly I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Well, now, before you can bind, you need to know what he's talking about. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, I'm going to read it from the Amplified. And it said, truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper, unlawful on this earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. You got to know what God say about your situation before you can bind it. You can bind it with your words. You know, I hear people talk about, my allergy, my arthritis, my diabetes. Right there, you coming in agreement with some, that's unlawful in heaven. And the Bible said we sit with Christ in heavenly places. And like I said, we come in agreement with God by saying what his words say. You know, I have grandchildren, and sometimes they be walking contrary, yeah. And whenever their parents call me, you know, the Bible said, train up a child in the way that he shall go, when old he shall not depart. Well, you have lots of, I train them up the way they went, but they don't run the script. That ain't what he said. And see, I'm telling you, the law of confession. The Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue. You can go read James, the third chapter, in this entire. He take a whole third chapter to talk about the tongue. Ain't that something? I mean, don't take my word for it. I don't have, I tell you what I do. I go to James. Let's go to James, the third chapter, the 14th verse. I'm going to read this to amplify. I'm going, because I want you to see this. I'm very passionate about this thing, y'all. I don't know about you. I want to see everybody saved. Well, everybody, that's possible. But guess what? It won't be because God didn't make provision for them to be saved. It's God will for everybody to be saved, and God done made provision for everybody to be saved. Just like God done made provision that you and I can walk free division. Other words, Christ. Yeah, God done made provision that you and I can walk free of division, strife, come on, bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness. But that don't mean everybody going to choose to do it. But he done made a way for us to do it. That's why Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. Jesus was the one that did it. He was the one that did it. He made it possible. Regardless of what somebody did to you, you can forgive them. Forgiveness is available. But that don't mean everybody going to accept God's way of forgiveness. Yeah, I know God said I need to forgive, but honey, his heart. Yeah, his heart, but you do it by faith. You can say, God, look, I need help. My dad wasn't there for me. My mom wasn't there for me. So-and-so did this to me. As I said, I used to hate my dad. But when God melted my heart, and the way he melted my heart when he said, life caused your dad to be better. And I'm not going into no details about, you know, but he said, life made your daddy better. And that melted my heart. And I said, okay, God. And by faith, I forgave my daddy, you know. But, ooh, I hated, ooh, Jesus, old folks, you say, I hated the ground he walked on. I was hoping the ground would hold him up and swallow him up. Yeah. And the enemy was there constantly because the enemy know that I hated, he was constantly. I mean, if this dimension of my daddy's name, ooh, the wrath of Aaron got up. Anger would rise up in me. Just to mention this, and somebody listening to this broadcast, that's the way you are. You got so much of hatred in your heart against someone. Just to mention that person's name, but you don't realize you are hindering your own self. You hurting you. You can't, you, honey, if I could just pay. No, vengeance belongs to the Lord. The Lord said he'll pay back. You don't know why or what. I tell you the root of it. The enemy calls all of us, if we allow him, the enemy can influence us to do bad things to other people as well as to ourselves. Y'all, when my eyes really came on, the realization that came to me, to see, don't you know it's a spirit can influence you? Be bringing all these negative thoughts, these thoughts of hatred and bitterness to you, and you start meditating on it, thinking about that. Yeah, but you don't know what they did. Yeah, you don't. And I mean, he'll just keep on pumping it, pumping it, pumping it. What I said? I said I was going to James 3 and 14 real quick. Let me read James 3 and 14. James 3 and 14. It said, but if you have bitterness, jealousy, and I'm reading from the Amplified. It said, but if you have bitterness, jealousy, envy, and contention, selfishness, ambition in your heart, do not pride yourself on it. Thus be in defeat and a false to the truth. This sufficient wisdom is not such as come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, even devilish. Demonic. Ain't that something? And I'm telling you, it's not of God. But the enemy got you. Oh, you, honey, I have a right to feel like I feel. No, you don't. If you really seen the enemy for what he is, that's why the Bible tells us in Ephesians, it says, we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but against principality, ruler of darkness, spirit of weakness in high places. These are spirits. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Therefore, I can be influenced by the Spirit of God as well as the spirit of Satan. How do both of them influence us with thoughts? All negative thoughts come from the devil. All bitter thoughts come from the devil. Hatred thoughts come from the devil. But God's thoughts is good thoughts. The devil tell you, you hopeless. You nobody. Don't nobody like you. That color person right there, that white person, they look at them. They think they suck. You are nobody. They looking down. That's the devil talking to you, and you don't even realize it. And then they, you need to do this here. Y'all, if I were you, I mess them up. I do this to them. Come on, somebody. Oh, this good word. This is good word. This is good word. For wherever there, he said in 16 verse, Amplify. For wherever there is jealousy, envy, contention, reverence, and self-ambition, there will also be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, all sort of even by vain practice. He said, but the wisdom from above, he's talking about from God, it first of all pure, undefiled, when it is peace, loving, courtesy, considerate, gentle, it is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruit. It is wholehearted, straightforward, impartial, unfeared, free from doubt, wavering, and insecurity, insincerity, I'm sorry. And the harvest of the righteous conformed to the God will. We are conformed to God. That's why the Bible tells us that we have to renew our mind. Okay, I'm going back to Matthew 18. I'm going back to Matthew the 18, and I'm looking at, now I'm at that 18 verse. It says, truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on the earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. Whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Well, what is unlawful in heaven? Unforgiveness. Bitterness, strife, resentment, hatred, Come on. All that is forbidden in heaven. And if you and I give heed to that, we done came out of agreement with God. Come on. And that's what the enemy wants. That's what the enemy wants, us to come out of agreement with God. In order, Jesus said, if we abide in his word and his word abide in us, we could ask what we will. But that based upon what God's word say. And like I said, a lot of times people go to Matthew 18 and they'll disregard the first 17 verse and they'll jump on the 18 verse and they'll jump on the 19 verse. And they don't realize it start off dealing with strife, division. Because a disciple was sitting around debate and in strife about who was the greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus, here Jesus finna depart and they sitting up there being selfish, thinking about who is the greatest in the kingdom. But that's the way somebody from the natural think. I want to be great. That's why the enemy try to use competition and jealousy in the body of Christ. This one want to be important. This one, I want to be the chief. Y'all, let me tell you something. God don't have all chief. He needs some engine too. But don't you know in the kingdom of God, if you're not a person that God have given you authority to operate or work with others, do you not know you just the person that you over, it's you that is over that person? God don't have no big eyes and little use in the kingdom, y'all. And that's what Jesus figured. That's what I love about Galatians, the third chapter. It talk about that. Because like I said, the Jews couldn't stand the Gentiles. Females, they were treated like property. It's sad, but it was racism in Jesus' time. People were hostile to one another. But what did God do through Jesus? He fixed it. That we can love one another. We can forgive one another. We can work together. Have you ever noticed them? You know, I used to listen at certain ministry, and they were big on telling the people where Kenny Copeland, George Mayer, Jerry Sabea, Fred Price, other men, TV, they were big on dealing with, saying they wasn't going to have people on their staff that operate in strife. And I said, why? I mean, you know, what the big deal? People going to fall out. But they understood when strife was in individuals and they missed, it messed with their finances. It hindered the power of God from flowing like it's supposed to. It hindered the finances for coming through. I'm telling you, you don't have to take my word for it. You might have a computer. Go look it up. Look up strife and division. Look up division. You will see. That's why James was all evil work. You got to watch it. You got to watch it. You need to resist it. You don't need to get involved with that stuff. Right now, if you're in strife with somebody, go to them, sit down, try to talk. If they even don't want to talk, say, you know what, God, by faith, I'm going to forgive them and I'm going to pray for them. And God, whenever I see them, or either when they come to your mind, instead of letting anger, the Bible said the wrath of man work not the righteousness of God. You know, when you just the thought of them, you need, Father, I forgive them. Now, Father, I pray that you bless them. God, I pray you send the perfect language through their paths to window to them that they'll receive your word. I think I shared my testimony how one time here with this president, and I ain't going to call his name, but I had a great dislike about it. And I mean, you know, just the thought of hearing his name, our anger would just rise up. The Bible says anger rests in the bosom of a fool. A fool is not somebody so much as dumb, but a fool is a rebellious person. They don't want to yield to advice, especially for God's sake. That's a fool. You know, you can be rich and be a fool. You can be educated and be a fool if you don't want to submit to God's way of doing it the way that God say do it. And I never forget one day the Lord told me, as he said, if you was to pray for him, He said, if you was to pray for him, he could do a better job. I said, pray for him. I'm telling y'all, it's in the word that we need to pray for those in authority. And like I said, instead of praying for him, and I'm telling you, I'm glad God ain't called me to be no president. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. It's in 1 Timothy 2nd chapter. God said, first of all, we need to pray for those in authority. I am so glad that it's not my assignment. I deal with enough persecution now. But I'm just telling you, he said, pray for them in authority. And when you got born again believer debating and fussing about the Democrat and the Republican, y'all, we are born again believers. What are you doing? I don't agree with a lot of stuff they be doing. Believe me, I don't. But it's not worth me allowing it to come between me and my relationship with God. That's why a lot of you want, I be binding, but ain't nothing happening. I be praying and ain't nothing happening. Yeah, because you got something in your heart. You operate in rebellious. And it ain't gonna, it's not going to be affected. Philemon, the first chapter, tell us when we acknowledge every good thing in us about Christ, what it means, what he did. You need to know about the finishing work of Christ. You need to know what God required you to do. And you can do it as an act of your will. But you got to choose. Lord, help me. Somebody listening, you need to tell God, I just got a problem with so-and-so. I don't like them. And God, but you telling me I got to forgive. Now, God, help me to forgive them. By faith, I'm going to forgive them. And just start praying for them. And I ain't saying, God, I pray that they walk out the house and something fall on them. Lord, have mercy. God love everybody. See, some of you ain't fully persuaded. You just think God love you and your three. No, God love everybody. Do you hear me? God love everybody. God love everybody. And that spirit of God is in you that you can love everybody. Then he goes on the 18th verse. I don't read the 18th verse. The 19th verse, I'm sorry. He said, again, I tell you, if two of you on this earth agree, harmonizing together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered drawn together as my followers into my name, there I am in the midst of them. Now listen, he said my followers. Now he still ain't telling you to look exclude the first 17 verses, because like I said, a lot of times people want to go to Matthew 18 and drop down to that 18 and that 19 verse. Oh yeah, but you forget about the rest of it. No, you can't do 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 it. God expects us to continue to grow. Come on, somebody. God expects for us to grow. Okay? I'm going to read it from that the Living Bible. I'm going to read that 18 verse, 18 and 19 verse from the Living Bible, Matthew 18. Hallelujah. He said, I tell you this, whatever you prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven, and whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask my Father in heaven, we'll do it for you. For where two or three gather together, because they are mine, I am there among them. And this is what the enemy afraid of. He afraid of unity. He afraid, I'm telling you, the enemy is afraid of unity. He don't want to see the body of Christ walk in unity. Let's go to Ephesians the second chapter. I'm going to Ephesians the second chapter. Ephesians the second chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what he said in that first. He said, ye have he quickened who was dead in trespasses, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, that's the spirit. People that walk around cursing and when the spirit of disobedience working in people, he said that spirit is, and he said one time before, if you're born again, believe, before you got saved, that spirit of disobedience was working in you. And that's why we is born again, believe. He said, let your light shine. So shine the other men see good. My light ain't shining when I'm walking around backbiting and talking about so-and-so and causing other people to second guess and look at them funny. Come on now. That's what he's saying in Matthew 18. If you call one of these little ones to stumble, a person that made up in their mind, they're going to live right. And they go to church, and that pastor stand up and say, well, you know the pastor down the street, I just don't like them. They just get on my nerve. And all of that, and all of pray for me because I got a problem. No, you don't need to be up there, open your mouth if you got a problem. If you don't feel you can go to them like God told you, you need to go somewhere and pray. And say, now, Lord, wait a minute, I need help. Because let me tell you something, God ain't pleased with some of these things that people stand up in the pulpit and saying about other believers. He ain't pleased with some of what they saying on Facebook. Y'all, we the light. We the light of the world. Do you not know, if you go read the four God, Jesus had more problem with the religious people than he did with the sinners. Oh, yes, he did. Those that confessed that they know the Moses out of law. He had more problem. They wasn't merciful. Come on, somebody. They wasn't patient. They wasn't. They wasn't considerate. They wasn't considerate of other people. Oh, that's good word. But look what he said. He's among who also we all had our conversation to match your lifestyle. And time passed in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as of. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved it us, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. By grace are ye saved through faith. That's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto God, working which God have before ordained that we should walk in him. Do you see what he's saying? Y'all, I'm telling you, without God, we can do nothing. None of us. None of us. If you preaching a message that bringing division is Christ, Lord, have mercy on you. Lord, have mercy on you. Yes, you pray for Prophet Miller because I need help too. But y'all, I'm telling you, God is watching. This is what he was saying to Matthew. God watching us. Don't skip the first 17 verse and jump on 18 and 19 and you say, oh, and then I'm telling you, The Bible said God watch over his word to perform it. In the book of Numbers, he said, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Has not God spoken that God won't bring it to pass? God told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, I hate to perform my word. Isaiah said, the words that go out of God's mouth is like water. Do you not know when it rains, when water come out the sky, it have assignment? And it said that it don't return until it fulfills its assignment. Peter said, we were born of an incorruptible word. Do you not know the promise of God don't have expiration date? We got to stop this spirit of division in the body of Christ. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for your word. I give you praise. I give you honor. I thank you for what the Holy Spirit is doing right now in the minds of those that tune into the broadcast. And Father, forgive us as born-again believers for operating and yielding to the spirit of division. I pray for the Holy Spirit will breathe fresh on the believer, that person, those young men that dealing with that offense and out in their heart against their father. Father, I ask you to help them, Father. I'm asking you to send the labor through their past to witness to them that they'll receive your word. Those believers that have a problem with the Democrats and the Republicans, Father, open up their spiritual eyes to see where this bitterness and hatred is coming from. The root of it is Satan. Lord, forgive us in the body of Christ when we yield to the spirit of disobedience. And I pray that you will bring enlightenment and understanding to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I tried to finish, I didn't. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I pray and trust that you will enjoy the rest of your evening and go back and look at the scripture and ask God to give you more enlightenment and understanding. Enjoy the rest of your evening.